The Inter-Island Ferry Authority was barely staying afloat when it made a decision to dramatically cut back its service. That's according to IFA General Manager Bruce Jones, who discussed the Ferry Authority's financial difficulties during Tuesday session of the Southeast Conference annual meeting. The IFA has been going for 10 years, and IFA Board Chair Dennis Watson says the northern route of the ferry made sense at the time it was planned.
When the IFA concept became a reality, the DOT Southeast Alaska Transportation Plan included a north-south fast ferry route between Ketchikan and Juneau. IFA had hoped to pick up a shuttle run between Wrangell and South Mitkoff to complete or to complement this route and to enhance the viability of its northern service. The Bradfield Canal Road was on the front burner at this time. When completed, Wrangell would have mainland road access and would become the gateway to central southeast Alaska. IFA's market would expand significantly. The Wawadski Mine, located at the southern entrance to Wrangell Narrows, was expected to go into production, creating even more marine transportation opportunities for IFA's north route.
But IFA General Manager Bruce Jones says there came a point where IFA simply had to make cutbacks.
I'm going to tell a story about my first week at the IFA. On the 1st of August of 2007, I started. Friday morning, the finance manager walked into my office and said, "Bruce, Monday's payday, and we don't have enough money to make payroll." Now, I had met with Roberta a couple times, and I thought this was a test to see if my level of sense of humor. So when I looked up, I was smiling, and I noticed that she wasn't. And I said, "Okay, what do we do now?" She said, "Well, hopefully, and we cross our fingers this weekend, we'll make enough money to make payroll." Now, luckily, we did.
Jones says the fledgling ferry system immediately tightened its spending, which led to some tough decisions about the level of service IFA could continue to offer. By the end of 2007, one run between Ketchikan and Hollis simply had to go.
We had been operating a double run between Hollis and Ketchikan in the summertime. Started running the numbers on that operation, and even though it was extremely popular, people would get on the ferry early in the morning and get to Ketchikan around 10, and then they could spend all day there, catch the ferry at 6, and be back home at 9, 9:30. Very popular. Unfortunately, the run midday, we were operating at about 10% capacity.
He says the IFA's northern run between Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and Petersburg was also determined to be a financial drain on the system.
And all you had to do was get on board at any time during the summer, and you would see that we were operating that system for even less than 10%. And it was daily. Sometimes I'd run home on the weekend to Petersburg, and there would be three or four vehicles on the car deck, and all of them were non-rev. One of them was mine, and the rest were crew.
In 2008, IFA decided to drop the northern run. Jones said without state subsidies, the IFA would not have been able to continue operating over the last 10 years. I'm Steve Heimel. This is the Alaska Public Radio Network.